I'm April Cummings with Radio Cayman Sports. It was St. Ignatius versus John Gray A in the finals of this year's KPMG 14 and under boys basketball league, with St. Ignatius snagging the championship, the final score 68-43. Caymanon's basketball president Colin Anglin spoke with game MVP Mason Miller courtside.
What would you say were the keys to your victory today?
Definitely defense. You had to get on defense for us to even play our offense. So if we didn't play defense, we wouldn't have won today.
Yeah. And do you think that that is the main theme for you guys pretty much throughout the whole season?
For sure. I don't think a team got more than 43 points on us, so defense for sure.
It is the first time St. Ignatius topped the league in the finals, and player Byron Ebanks was thrilled to be a part of the team that brought home the trophy.
It feels good being a champion, putting work outside of school hours, representing our school with the championship.
What would you say has been the most enjoyable thing about playing with your team this season?
Probably the chemistry, you know, playing with each other outside of this league. I've known them for a while, so just makes it a lot more comfortable playing with my previous teammates who play with me in this league.
Okay, good. And what's next for you? What are you on to next in terms of basketball?
I'm playing in the 16U League with Coach Greg and the Hurricanes.
KPMG has supported the 14 and under interschool league for the past 15 years. In other basketball news, IRG Astros edged out a 65-61 win against Michelob Ultra in the National Men's League on Sunday. Astro top scorers included Davian Cottrell with 32 points and Jake Whitaker with 10. Michelob Ultra came ready to battle through with Brad Lansdell netting 23 points and 10 rebounds, and Brian Ebanks added 18 points of his own. Games were played at the UCCI court. There is already a clear tone to the new youth football season. Plenty of goals and some firm officiating, especially in the older boys' divisions. Here's Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks with the details.
Cayman Islands Under-17 Boys Youth League opened with attacking football and early flashes of discipline from referees and coaches alike. Sunset Football Club led the early standings with their 5-3 win over Tigers, with Academy Sports Club coming behind following a 3-1 victory over Georgetown. Both matches featured multiple yellow cards and a pair of red cards, underscoring how competitive this age group has become. A level down in the under-15 boys league, 345 Football Club made a strong start with a 2-love win over Elite Sports Club on the 7th of March. Goals from Asher Small and Luke Watson secured the points for 345, while Elite's frustration showed in yellow cards both to Jahari Reed and Dakota Brown. No red cards were issued in that match, but the message from officials remains clear across the youth division. As the season progresses, coaches will be balancing development and discipline, with early league tables showing narrow gaps between top contenders. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
CIFA Today released the lineup for the week ahead, and as Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports, we are looking forward to a busy stretch of youth league matches.
The Cayman Islands Football Association has released its fixture reminder for March 16th through 26th, covering six age divisions. The action begins this Sunday afternoon with under-17 boys matches at 5:30. Elite SC takes on Academy SC at the Timothy McField Stadium, while 345 FC faces Sunset FC at Ed Bush. Wednesday sees under-17 girls in action at the same time, followed by a full Saturday program that includes under-9 mixed play starting at 8:30 in the morning. Under-13 girls and under-15 boys will also compete Saturday, with games scheduled at the Cayman Center for Excellence, Ed Bush Stadium, and Timothy McField. Sunday the 22nd features four under-13 boys matches at the Center for Excellence beginning at 9 in the morning. The week wraps up Monday with under-17 boys fixtures and next Wednesday with under-17 girls matches. Most games will be played at the Cayman Center for Excellence. Full schedules are available through CIFA. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And finally, CIGTV's Levita Thompson with news from the chess front.
The Cayman Islands Chess Federation is congratulating rising talent Des Graham on an impressive victory at the CICF Spring Rapid Tournament held March 15th at John Gray High School. Graham, a student at John Gray, secured his first open tournament win with a standout score of 5.5 out of 6, including victories over master-level opponents. National master Ryan Blackwood took silver, while reigning national champion Mike McDonnell earned bronze. Abby McLennigan was the top female finisher. In the under 1500 section, Uganda's Shane Mugabe dominated with a perfect 6 from 6. Carter Cohen placed second, Gilbert Augusto third, and Esme Cook of Cayman Brac was best female.
CIDTV's Levita Thompson. That's your local sports on this Thursday. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.